Where and How Blood Was Made, with this epigraph by Ovid. Her sons' dreadful bodies, buried by that mass, drenched the earth with streams of blood. And they say she warmed it to new life, so that a trace of her children might remain, transforming it into the shape of human beings. But these progeny, also despising the gods, were savage, violent and eager for slaughter, so that you might know they were born from blood. Where and how blood was made. In a sea beneath a sea without a name, where waters gathered to a clarity that was also sorrow. There, in the darkness that thickened in a dream at the center of nothing, a scarlet serum formed with hypostatic stuff in a centrifuge of gelid currents that flowed in time with the moon, back and forth, until the mere idea of things themselves suggested bodies, and they were formed as germs at first, before becoming flies and worms and flesh. Never mind the eons that turned to seconds in retrospect inside the heads of those whose brains were seeds for minds, whose thoughts progressed in a garden where innocence died and beauty was born. Salt, sorrow, red, lust, stars, betrayal, difference, depth, grief, violence, awe, trust, surge, order, rage, dust, chaos, sky, fear, gush, life, stain, sea, death, flooded their hearts that hardened to stone at the taste of it.